before my Lord and King, the one who gave his life for me. I'll raise the banner of his name until the nations call on him. The champion of the host above and captain my destiny. In you alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all. The champion of the champion of the host. In you alone I make my boast. You reign alone as Lord of all. In you alone, in you alone I make my boast. You
for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. And let's do this from Psalm 107 verse 1 to 3, which says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your mouth and give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation. And also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. We are grateful, matchless King. We say thank you. We give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. You are faithful God. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 says, "So there's no guidance that people fall, but in the abundance of counselors there's safety." Let us give God thanks for the preservation of life and purpose with the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Father, we give you thanks for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for your preservation.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We don't take it for granted. We don't take your handiwork for granted.
Thank you
in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you all the glory, King of glory. We thank you. We bless your name. We honor you, faithful Father. We give you all the praise. Because you are true, you're constantly the one that's working our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 51 verse 17, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." So we are going to ask for forgiveness of sins in a few minutes, in any way that we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Psalm 46, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, information times and things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. But let's pray now, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety, in relation to a 10-time kingdom agenda, should be established in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, Jesus, we are asking that your will for our lives as individuals and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to your end time kingdom agenda, Lord, let it be established. Let it be established. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. He's done it before, he can do it again. And so we are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. He did it for Abraham, he did it for Isaac, he did it for Jacob. He should do it again. Open your mouth. Father, O God, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Just as you rejoiced over our fathers, O God, by blessing them. Lord, according to your word, Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, you're a man that will not lie. Lord Jesus, the Son of Man, that you should repent. My God, you said it and you will do it. Oh, you promised and you will make it good. We believe it, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Lord, as we continue to serve you faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know no other God but you, and we entrust our work into your hands, Lord, ensuring and being sure that you would ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands, Lord, as we focus and serve you in the name of Jesus. Concerning our divine health, we are praying according to 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. It says that, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. The Lord wants us to be in health. As we prosper, desires that we be in health, and also as our souls prosper. And that is why in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are enforcing, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. You can lay your hand on any part of your body where there's any form of sickness, or place your hand on your head, that the Lord's divine health will run through every part of your body in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, whatever is not of you in our bodies, you dealt with it on the cross in the name of Jesus. Therefore, from the crown of our heads, the soles of our feet, my God, we are enforcing your will of divine health, oh God. We are taking our portion, we are eating our portion of divine health right now, that will become an extension of divine health in the name of Jesus. We're not just having our healing, but we'll also become an extension of divine health, that we will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed, because you've done it for us, and we will truly translate him to others in the name of Jesus. Our families are in health, leadership is in health, and the entire membership of the ministry, all in health in the name of Jesus, because you're the only one we know, and you're the only one who can heal and see beyond what eyes cannot see, where scans cannot detect and hospitals have given up. You've shown that you are able. And so, Lord Jesus, we hand over our bodies to you, Lord, ensure that the divine health you made provision for through the death of Jesus Christ reflect in our lives in the name of Jesus. We eat our portion of divine health in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory, and we thank you for hearing and answering us in Jesus' name. I have no other God but but you, oh Lord. I have no other God but you.
By the Spirit, today we are looking at prayer again. There's a third time we're touching on prayer. And today we are looking at prayer without ceasing to enforce God's will. Pray without ceasing to enforce God's will. And remember that we ought to walk by the Spirit. As many as walk by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. We must be led. And being led, prayer is key, is critical. We've studied that Jesus prayed every time, and that is how power was displayed in his ministry. And so we cannot do without prayer. We ought to pray without ceasing. Please say after me, I must pray without ceasing.
I must pray without ceasing.
And also declare that God, please grant me the grace to pray without ceasing.
Lord, please grant me the grace to pray without ceasing.
In Acts chapter 12, we see a true story of the evidence of the power of praying without ceasing or constant prayer. Verse 5 of Acts 12, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, that same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, get thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord, and they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of surety that the Lord hath sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness. Rhoda, why? But ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. And said they, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. People who were praying for deliverance, yet they were astonished. But he beckoning unto them with their hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him and found him not, watch this, he examined the keepers and commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and there abode. I charge you today, until you see results, don't stop praying.
Amen.
And keep praying and praying with faith, because results will be delivered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The people thought that everything was over, but the law of persistent prayer delivered the results, and it would deliver results in all of us, our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anywhere that people sought for our downfall, they rather will be put to death in our place.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say after me, persistent prayer.
Persistent prayer.
It is a key that we ought to hold on to. And so today you are praying one prayer, that Lord, grant me the grace to abide in persistent prayer until I see results. Lord, grant me the key of persistent prayer to abide. Grant me the grace to abide in persistent prayer until I see results. As a matter of fact, declare it once after me before you go into your own words of prayer. Say after me, Lord,
Lord,
grant me the grace,
grant me
to
the
abide
grace
in persistent prayer,
to abide in persistent
until
prayer,
I see results,
until I see results,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Our God can never fail, will never fail. He will never break his word. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. To pray until I see results in the name of Jesus. Not getting tired, not fainting, not Lord, even giving up,
but Lord, persisting in prayer.
In the name of Jesus, until I see results. Until I see results in my family, until I see results in the ministry, until I see results in my marriage, until I see results in my gift, until I see results in my education, until I see results under the work of my hands, until I see results in my business, until I see results in all that I do, grant me the grace to persist, to persist, never getting tired, never getting tired, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To receive the grace to persist in prayer, you
Amen.
Must have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, and it comes by the Lordship of Christ Jesus over your life. Just declare this after me if you have never meaningfully given your life to Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, today I offer my life to you. A living sacrifice. Be the Lord and Master over my life forever and ever, and grant me the grace to war in prayer persistently, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. So let's worship this God in the name of Jesus. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. When we pray, He will always answer, because you are God. Oh, from beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, you are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
if you just gave your life to Christ. Contact us via email info@gomusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. Now we share the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining. We'll meet again on Thursday at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.